Honestly speaking, I would say it is within your duty as a citizen of this nation. Call and report it. You can call and report it to the department 311, or you can call the police station 211. It is not a case that we're going to go and say it is you that reported or whatever the case is. At the end of the day, there is also confidentiality. So it's not, you don't have to worry, like this person can say it is me, or the information getting back to the person. We've done so many things already anonymously. We get tips, we do what we're supposed to do, and persons are not the ways to who it was that would have informed. But when you sit back and you do absolutely nothing, you are empowering these people to continue, and you are also guilty by extension.
Exactly. Wow. That is really something when you put it into perspective. So thank you very much for sharing that because we needed to hear that. And not just the pull on the appliances, but on the personnel also, who are also fathers and mothers and wives, husbands, sisters, uncles, grannies, granddads. You have a family to go home to. And this last week we were just talking with the chaplain of the Barbados Fire Service and the what it is that how it engages the Barbados Fire Service officers, and to hear of some of the things that he would have to help along with. And I'm sure these kind of things take a toll on any individual, trained or not. Even if you're trained as a fire officer, this will take a toll on you mentally, physically. Some may not even have been able to eat properly and to conduct their duties the way they need to. So please, if you're listening and you know of somebody who is guilty of indiscriminate burning and you can speak up about it, please do so.
It's
Yes.
funny enough that you go ahead, Summers.
Right, because what I was about to say is I must give a shout out to the guys at the stations for the work they're doing because yes, I may not be out there with them at this point in time, but I understand and I can relate because before I joined the fire service, I too was guilty of saying, based on what I see on TV, oh, the fire service is just the men just go around and play dominoes or do this, don't do no work. I too was probably was guilty of thinking of, well, oh, it's not gonna be much work. But my first year inside service would have changed my entire mindset of what the fire officers in Barbados have to do and have to endure. Now, to put it into perspective, we respond, you get work, supposed to get work for 8:30, about 8:25. Most officers will try to get work between 7:30 and 8 to make sure they are prepared and changed. So just in case that a fire comes through before 8:30, that the shift who's going out will not have to go to that, but that they could take over and go to that fire. Now, many instances I would have reached work before 8 o'clock, had to respond to my first fire before 8 o'clock, because from things that you hear, station standby, respond to a grass fire, you go and change, or you run straight, get on the appliance, and you respond. Now, understand this, you leave the station to go into that one fire. Before when you get to that fire, you realize, we emphasize about water shortages, but a lot of cases you may get to a fire and you realize the truck is all at this area, the fire is a whole long distance away, and you can't get the hose or the truck to the fire. So it means then for us to have to walk over the plowed ground, walk through all the whole area to where the fire is. Notice we don't have any water, so it means then you have to
Beat
break
out.
off branches from trees and beat out manually, however big that fire is. So you have to beat out that fire. Now imagine well beating out that fire with a branch. Fire control is calling you, asking you for a situation report, and asking to expedite because they may have 12 or more fires, and all these stations are out at fires at that point in time. Which means you have six stations at least, all are six appliances at different fires, and you have 12 other fires which still have to be responded to. So then you have to rush and extinguish that fire to rush back to the appliance to then respond to another fire. And you know what? On so many cases, we don't respond. And they said, I left work before 8 o'clock to respond to my first fire, even though duty begins at 8:30. And on many occasions, you will be responding or diverting, as we call it. You will hear divert to grass fire at this area. You will be diverting from one fire to the other to the other. And you know what? Sometimes 10 hours later, you're still out there extinguishing fires. Your shift has ended, and you have to work on Sunday till 7:30 or 8 to get a relief crew, because you can't just up and leave the fire and go to the station for the next crew that came in. So you're still there Sunday's 12 or so far hours after your first fire, extinguishing fires. And you know what? My lunch that I took work is still at work. I can't stop and say, oh, fire, it's time for me to go and get my lunch, so you can hold on. Yeah. You have to keep fighting. So imagine you have persons who are beating out fire after fire because they can't use water without having anything to eat. Because sometimes the only thing you get to drink to use is the water from the hydrant.
The same hydrant.
And pray to God that some persons are maybe like me that may probably just two brown mints and a tizen biscuit in your pocket, so that in the event you don't get back, you have at least some sort of sugar to provide in your system.
Or you pass a village shop along the way, you try to jump out as quickly as possible. Yeah. There are some NCOs that would say to you, you know what, my men can't go through this. I know we'll have to have something to go, but you need something of substance. So sometimes it's just be a quick something, pack of corn curls, as he said, tea time biscuit, something just quick that once you're in row, you just divert and you just go. And that is the reality. That is the life of a fire officer. Everybody seems to think it is just glamorous and whatever else. But when you get out there and you really put things into perspective for people, you recognize when you are at home and you butter your roast, bright fruit, or you're inside your kitchen and you have you may carry a meal with you. Some people say, well, carry on your meal with you. You bring it work. And you do that. Not everybody's lucky enough to bring work a meal with them. Some people try to get work early enough to prepare a meal. And we've had instances where you had to leave the station, meal ain't finished, and you never got back there. Or sometimes if you're probably passing the station to go to another fire, you would say, or you know what, give me 2 minutes, Minister, if I can run and get the food, if there's somebody there. And it's, again, kudos, because we had some maids around here that once it was like that, and you had all your pot, they would finish that pot for you. And as we say, it's about working as a team, it's about working as a unit. But at the end of the day, because you like to see fire or you like to see the truck and you're doing this, you do not know the toll that you take on physically nor emotionally. And totally, that's what I signed up for. Yes, I signed up for it, but I also signed up to educate persons into when you're doing nonsense to stop it. And I think that is what it's about. If you were in ignorance before, you've had ample talking to. As I said before, hard ears, you won't hear whatever, whatever you give you. But we don't want it to come to the field part. So that's why we sit down here week after week trying to disseminate this information to you so that we can see a change. There needs to be a behavioral change in the people of this place.
Wow.
Exactly to those persons who threaten fire officers when they respond to incidents, desist. Yes, to you, it may seem as if we take long to respond to fire, but
you don't know where we're coming from.
From the instant that we receive the call, the fire service, once the appliance is available at the station, under a minute or 2 minutes, that appliance will be leaving that station to respond to that fire. If it is the fire service takes long, it either means that they were at another fire extinguishing that fire before they responded to you, or as what has been the common practice, the fire service happened to pass there and realize that the fire is burning, and we go and investigate, and we're getting cussed because not realizing when a check, wait, who called the fire service? Nobody there called the fire service.
Nobody.
That is something.
Some person who's in need, and it will say to you, when you want a response from an emergency, from one emergency services, 2 minutes can feel like 50 minutes.
That's true.
2 minutes can feel like 50 minutes. So I would say to you, check your watch. Before you say we took too long or whatever the case is, do a time. Look at the time of when you call. Look at the time of our response.
Listen, all of this is very good information. And I'm very, very thankful that we focused on this today so that people can put things into perspective and hopefully cease and desist, speak up where necessary, and play your part. I know that there's something else that you wanted to mention. We're out of time. But if you could just remind people of the phone numbers to call to renew their fire certificates, and so we can just wrap up.
Right. They can go online to fireservice.gov.bb and they can see the application forms. They can fill out the application forms online and submit online. In the event that they need to still speak to the officers, the numbers are 535-7829, and that is down to
535-7833. So between
29
and
33.
Those are the numbers.
All right. Thank you so much, Senior Fire and Life Safety Officer Natasha Ford. Thank you.
Thank you very much as well for allowing me to vent.
Yes. No, it was good. It was needed. And Fire and Life Safety Officer Kevin Sobers, thank you so much for joining as well.
You're most welcome, and thank you as well for having us.
And that's it for the 311 Radio Show. Remember, if you missed any of it, and you definitely do, this is one you need to listen to again. You can log on to vob929.com and listen to the podcast. I'm Krista J. Paul. Thank you so much for joining us. Until next Sunday, you take care. And remember,
fire prevention is our intention. Stop thank burning. You.
Cut it out.
Depend on the Barbados Fire Service 311.